It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus, joined right now by the host of the Midday Show. This guy takes over when we're done in the morning. Dave Coombs, brought to you by Belinsky Homes. Belinsky Homes, built for your life. Visit Belinsky.com. I don't know if you heard this story about the Airbnb cams. I am completely baffled because I thought these were already outlawed, but Airbnb has now finally banned all indoor security cameras starting at the end of April. Airbnb no longer allowing hosts to have security cameras inside their rental properties, citing a commitment to prioritizing guest privacy. Don't you think that they're like, if there's a indoor camera, how do you know that you're not somebody's entertainment 24/7?
Well, that's true. But I do understand that as the owner of a place, if the cameras are where you can see them, if there's notes, you know, if you're the owner, this is your thinking, right? When you go to your Airbnb and you sign all the paperwork and you get, when you're in the house, there's usually a list of things, you know, things you need to know, things you have to do. And if it's on the list and it says, FYI, there are cameras in this room, in this room, in this room. This is how we make sure that our place isn't damaged. Please be respectful or whatever. I mean, I might be okay with it, but you're right. If they're in the bedrooms or the bathrooms, like, then it's weird.
Yep. I'm making my notes. Do not commit murder at Airbnb this summer.
No kidding.
I've never had an Airbnb experience. Have you guys done it before?
Yeah,
I've never done
lots
that
of times.
Before.
Yeah.
And...
Mm-hmm.
You highly recommend it.
Highly recommend it. But when we used to go down to Florida with three other families, and we had a ton of people, 13 people, and they have these big, huge houses that you can rent. And we had some of the best vacations we ever had in those.
Yeah. Yeah. And looking back on it, do you like remember, were there cameras around or not? Don't remember.
I don't remember, but cameras weren't as prevalent then either.
No,
like you couldn't
like
get a Ring camera.
Cameras everywhere.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I've never done an Airbnb. I've never done an Uber or a Lyft ever.
Huh. No way.
No, ever. I've got to do it sometime.
Yeah, you absolutely do. Yeah.
How about you, Marcus?
Never done an Uber, never done a Lyft, never done an Airbnb.
Wow.
Man.
But don't you guys travel anywhere?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I used Uber and Lyft like in New York and in Chicago and all
Uber
those places.
Uber is awesome.
Uber
really
is
awesome.
I've done it here locally too.
Yep. We just enjoyed a hotel experience down in Punta Cana, and I just ran across a great tip for female travelers to keep them safe when go into hotels. And I didn't even think about this, but a woman named Patrice Williams, and she's a veteran travel writer, she says there's a big red flag when you get to the front desk, when they hand over your key, if they say, okay, hi, Miss Doreen, you're in room 1125. If they actually say the number of the room you're in out loud, that's a big red flag because somebody else could be listening. And so that's
interesting.
But how do you get them to not say your room?
Well, maybe they jot it down. You know, here's your room number and they write it down on the actual sleeve.
No, but I'm saying when I check in, I would have to say, don't write my room number out loud. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Literally have to say that.
Or if in the very least you ask for a second key for your husband that's not there yet or something
to
notices that you're not alone.
You know, it made me think in the old days, back in the radio days when we first started, and I had a partner named Gomez on the air in Syracuse. You know about that, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to call hotels where we knew celebrities would be.
Right.
And like, for instance, the All-Star game was in Cleveland one year, and we kind of figured, well, maybe they're staying at the Ritz-Carlton because that's the ritziest hotel in Cleveland. And sure enough, we started asking for, we'd go down to the roster of the players, and we'd ask for, you know,
whoever.
Ryan Braun's room or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we knew that James Taylor was singing the national anthem that night. So we thought, we're going to take a chance. Front desk. James Taylor's room, please. They put us right through.
No way.
See, these were back before celebrities figured out aliases and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So James Taylor picked up the phone live on the air with us in Syracuse, talked to us for about 15 minutes. Couldn't have been nicer, but that can't happen today.
No, it can't.
No.
When we were traveling to the Dominican, we were discussing, speaking of back in the old days, prior to 9/11, do you remember you would go right to the gate to greet somebody?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, it was rude if you didn't go to the gate.
Yeah.
If a family member or a friend was flying in to see you. Like,
or
you'd
if they
have
were
to be
picking
right...
you up, too. I would expect to see my daughter standing right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now you try to explain that to young people, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, you could walk right in.
Yes. And we got a great ID, what we call it in the radio biz, an ID from James Taylor talking about Gomez and Dave's show. And he said, he just ran it right off the top of his head. He said, Gomez and Dave, Gomez and Dave. Gomez and Dave. This is James Taylor saying your name three times.
Very nice.
I loved it. That was great.
James Taylor's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a really good dude. So did you hear earlier we had the entertainment news that Lori Loughlin is making fun of herself and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I think it's a good step for her.
I think so, too.
You know?
Yeah, I think it is. A really good step.
It's one of those things where at the time when people say, oh, this will be funny one day. You'll laugh about this one day.
You talking about when she originally got busted?
Yeah, when she got busted and had spent jail time and her daughter's lives were destroyed.
Oh, that's true.
Yep. And this is the last year for Curb, too. So
it is.
Get it while you can, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Hollywood and L.A., big spill out there in L.A.
Right. Yes. Now, I had the Tosa turkeys, but apparently they had a bigger problem on the L.A. freeway, on the I-5. Check this out.
All right.
We had heard that there was some kind of traffic disruption on the 5 freeway, so we sent SkyCal to go look and see what was blocking lanes. And there it is, CHP cleaning up a very, very large amount of toilet paper that apparently has spilled off the back of a truck. That person pulled to the right and called 911, said, I'm so sorry, but all the toilet paper has come off my truck. And now you can see the very brave members of the California Highway Patrol are there scooping the toilet paper off to the shoulder.
You know what? Back in the COVID days, like 4 years ago, remember how rare, like people would have been jumping out of their cars to get the toilet paper.
For sure, the shortage. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there was a huge shortage.
Better than cash, man. TP. Free TP.
Back then, and we were wasting it and throwing it in trees when we were in high school.
I know. Imagine that.
And speaking of audio, I have here another reason why God invented the internet. It's one of those mashups. And again, we always talk about how these guys make money off of this stuff. I don't know. His name is Bill McClintock, and he decided to mash up Judas Priest with Michael Jackson.
I hear you. That's funny.
It works.
It does work.
We saw the Michael Jackson show at the resort.
Right. How was it?
Just as good as any other resort Michael Jackson show.
Okay.
Yeah. Just what you would expect.
We got our picture taken with the Michael Jackson, too.
Yeah. Was it a female?
No.
It wasn't. It wasn't a male. Okay.
No, I especially knew that when we were taking the picture, and the guy who was taking the picture kept fumbling with my phone and put it on video. And the Michael Jackson impersonator standing next to me goes, yeah, somehow he always screws it up. In that deep of voice.
I'm so glad you didn't say he rubbed up against you or anything while he was taking the picture.
Right? I was scared there for a second.
Me too.